Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, we're trying to effort former Hennepin County Sheriff Rich Stanek. Rich was mentioned in a national story on immigration and fraud in the state. And I thought, you know what? It's been a while since we had Rich on the show. I've interviewed him a number of times before. Still relevant. The area knows the area. Ran for governor. Is still plugged in. And if you're... If you have that experience, I think it's worth reaching out to you. So, Rich Stanek is now with us, the former Hennepin County Sheriff. Rich, how are you? Appreciate your time.
I'm doing fine. How are you guys?
Good
to hear from you.
Yeah, we're doing well. Okay. Why, in your opinion, a man in law enforcement, a man who was a part of the Republican Party as an election official, why, in your opinion, do we have the unending amount of fraud in our state?
Well, I was telling folks the other day, you know, I mean, there's a simplistic answer, which is Minnesota nice. People took it to the extreme when they were aware that fraud was happening or suspected it. They did nothing about it. And that's mostly local and state elected officials. They wanted the population to grow. They wanted the community to thrive. But that hurts everybody. There are a lot of hardworking immigrants that come to Minnesota from different ethnicities. They want a better place to live and raise their family. And, you know, this affects all of them. This isn't just one piece of it.
Okay, let me jump in on that because there's two ways to look at it. If you're someone in power, a governor, a mayor, other people in elected office, or including, you know, your former position or their law enforcement. And it's one thing to say you want more people to come, you want to be a better place for all of us to live, for business and whatever it might be. And it's another thing to intentionally look the other way at fraud or to not set up an apparatus to try to locate this fraud much earlier than we have found out. Which one is it?
Well, I think you're absolutely correct. There's nothing wrong with legal immigration and welcoming people to the state of Minnesota and Hennepin County to live and work and thrive and raise their families. But when you look the other way, when you suspect the abuses or become aware of them as they clearly are now, it's been articulated, that's absconding your responsibilities as elected officials, law enforcement, and the good people of Minnesota.
Do you think Tim Walz, we know he owns plenty of the responsibility. You cannot be the governor. You cannot have this happen in the level it did. But when he talks about it's a huge government apparatus, we've set up systems going forward to try to stop this. What sort of credibility, as a Republican, as someone who was running in 22 to defeat him, what sort of credibility does he have in that area?
Well, I think clearly Governor Walz has no credibility in this area. He is not the sole reason for the problem in the immigration fraud. It started before him with Governor Dayton before him. but it also extends down to the mayors of the two largest cities, Minneapolis, St. Paul, Jacob Fry, Melvin Carter. They own a share of it. The county board, the local city councils in those two cities. Look, people wanted to do a good thing. And again, there's nothing wrong with legal immigration and people living here. We welcome into the community, be my neighbor. But as a law enforcement official for almost 40 years in this city, county, and state of Minnesota, we were asking the tough questions from a law enforcement perspective, but the elected officials shut us down. They simply would not tell us.
Okay, so let me jump on that because
things were happening.
Well, yeah. let me jump in on that because you were Hennepin County Sheriff while, at a time when Tim Walz, what was it? Would that be his first 2 years? I'm trying to remember when Walz takes over in 19. You would eventually lose to Dave Hutchinson. Was that the same election? I'm trying to remember.
Yeah. I mean, since I was Hennepin County Sheriff, came in 2006 under Tim Pawlenty, and
yep.
Then we transitioned to Mark Dayton for 8 years, and now we've had 8 years of
right.
Tim Walz. We certainly can't take another 4 years of it. But
okay. So you know. What I'm asking, though, is when you – let's just go with the Dayton administration. When you and your department were trying to make efforts – to slow this, to locate it, you're saying the Dayton administration stopped you from doing that?
Well, the Dayton administration had all the resources, Health and Human Services, the state's Director of Homeland Security. Now, they did nothing to help us. When we asked questions of the federal government, they would say, talk to state government. State government was crickets in terms of the governor's office and the resources that he controlled at the time. And you can ask sheriffs across Minnesota, police chiefs from the suburban cities, both Hennepin, Ramsey, Anoka, Dakota, Carver, Washington. It was always the same answer. You know, we want folks to come here. We want them to start their families. And we're not going to tell you what their backgrounds were when we suspected there were many people who were coming here for not good intentions. And that has borne out over the last decade or so here in Minnesota.
This is former Hennepin County Sheriff Rich Stanek, kind enough to join us. Where do you stand, Rich, on sheriffs who will either defy governors or defy presidents if they feel like the law which they're required to follow by the state or the federal government is not appropriate and they feel like a better way is available and they pursue that and that is not the law of the state or the law of the federal government? How do you balance that?
Well, it's incumbent upon that elected sheriff to represent the constituent communities that he or she was elected to represent. In some cases, extremely liberal, in some cases, extremely conservative. In many cases, it cuts both ways. That sheriff, at the end of the day, has to stand for election or re-election every 4 years. You see a number of them get defeated because they fall out of favor or fall out of sync with the communities that they represent. But they also have to work with other elected officials and law enforcement. Federal law enforcement is federal law enforcement. They are partners in reducing crime in this country. Last time I looked, Minneapolis, Hennepin County, other places have a significant crime problem. When I served as sheriff, violent crime went down 38%. When I left the 2 years after that, violent crime went up 42%. Think about that swing, minus 38 to plus 42. It's huge. And unacceptable to the people who live in Hennepin County or the state of Minnesota.
So when you hear law enforcement officials who the way they speak out certainly is more left of center and say, we understand what the federal government's going to do, but we have to do with the day to day. And we want to build up a relationship and a rapport with those in the area that we cover, just like you talked about with sheriffs and what they want to build up. And if we start checking on everybody's immigration status, we're not going to get people to speak up about other crimes, and it is then going to make that area more unsafe. I know you've heard that many times from folks who are left of center in law enforcement. When you hear that, what is your reaction?
I don't think that bears out to be true. It is true that people who reside in our communities and our counties, our job is to protect them from a public safety standpoint. But that doesn't mean looking the other way when the abuses of the system constitute a crime or fraud as well. It's the same thing we get with, you know, give people driver's licenses who, you know, shouldn't be out driving. Why would we give them valid state identification when we can't even verify who they are to begin with? It's ridiculous.
Let's get to the Somali population, and let's get to that part of the criminality. We obviously have a number of individuals who came from Somalia, or maybe who have parents who were born in Somalia and now live here. We have a high percentage of those folks who are our neighbors, who are co-workers, who live amongst us, and are productive members of society. We also have others who've been a huge parts of the fraud, enormous parts, and to not acknowledge that is sticking your head in the sand. From what you know, how much coordination is there in this? How big is the coordination versus how much is just individuals, and not just one or two, but maybe smaller group, but not complete coordination in trying to see the cracks in our system and take advantage of it, like a number of people have been a part of Feeding Our Future and other larger fraud investigations?
Well, I think you articulated it very well. When you see some of the massive fraud, tens of millions, maybe even billions of dollars in state taxpayer money going out the door, and you're aware of what's been happening and do nothing with it or allow it to continue, that's absconding your responsibility. You are right, though. When I came in as Hennepin County Sheriff, the Somali population in Minnesota, just like Hispanic, Latino, Vietnamese, and my folks were Polish, my wife's parents are Norwegian. We all settled in different parts of the city. Birds of a feather kind of flock together. Mm-hmm. But, you know, we looked out for each other and worked really hard. But we went from 40,000 to 80,000 to 100,000 to the largest Somali population outside of Somalia here in the U.S. Yep. Maybe Dearborn, Michigan was close.
Right, yeah.
Maybe another part of the country came somewhat close. But we had a lot of folks. And you don't go from 110-degree heat of Somalia to 30 below zero in Minnesota and say, well, this is great. The church has brought them here as a good thing. Nobody argues with that. But again, there had to be some consistency and moderation to it, and there was none. People just ignored it and looked the other way. Minnesota, nice.
Yeah, so
which is a really great term for us.
Right.
Yep.
So let me just finish with this, and I appreciate the time. I'm just running late because I want to stay with this. Because, again, there are a number of individuals, a high number of individuals who have been a part of these crimes who are from Somalia. There's just no denying that. And then I hear from people, well, you just have to check every person who's from Somalia. You're in law enforcement. There has to be some level of a crime or suspicion. So how do we balance that out for the person who might live two doors down from you, and it was a family of five, and the mom and dad are from Somalia, and the kids are productive, versus the criminality where we're not looking the other way, but we're also not just saying, okay, you're from Somalia, so we're going to ask you a lot more questions than the person who's from Lakeville.
But that's the wrong way to go about doing it, right? And I don't know any respectable law enforcement that's going to do it that way. We don't single them out.
A lot of people in the public want
the color of their skin.
But Rich, you know a lot of people in the public who have been clamoring for that. Yeah.
I do, but that's because it's gotten to a point now where people are going, what the heck is going on here?
Yep.
I want you to give me the beep. So And, you know, with the fraud, as it becomes more and more exposed, people are like, well, you know, how do we get back on track? Well, one, you get back on track by holding people accountable. When you become aware of these abuses and systems, you deal with it, and you deal with it immediately, severely in some cases. You don't ignore it, let it go the other way, and say, well, you know, they didn't know any better. No, they knew better. We all knew better. Just like my kids, they know better. So, you know, that's you've got a tough job. You are exposing it and you are bringing it conversation, which is great because many people won't do it. Like I said, that Minnesota Nice goes just a little bit too far.
Rich, thank you so much. We'll reach out again. I appreciate your time.
All right. Thank you, sir.
Bye-bye. Former Hennepin County Sheriff Rich Stanek. You want to react? You can. It's 25 past 1. And the home of the Twins, CCO.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Before we get to a number of texts here, I believe this might be the second time in the last 6 weeks or so we've had this tune as a part of a bumper music theme. Could I be right?
We had a Jay Giles tune recently. I don't think it was Centerfold.
Wasn't Centerfold?
No.
Is Jay Giles still with us?
I think he is.
I sound like Quentin now. Quentin does this a lot where he's like, oh, is he alive? You know, and I'm always like, we don't have to do that every time, Q. We don't. Jay Giles. I hope Jay Giles is still with us. Centerfold was you know, I'm not putting it top 1 million, you know. Well, I guess I'm putting it top 1 million.
Freeze Frame was the one we
Freeze
had a couple
Frame.
Weeks
there
ago.
We go.
Jay Giles, unfortunately, not with us. Oh, he passed in 2017.
Okay. Among the texts. Chad, way to go. Finally speak on an issue no one seems to want to talk about. We've talked about this before. We talk about fraud all the time.
I think Republicans really want to talk about the fraud.
They want to talk about it incessantly. The Somali part of it, we've talked about it pretty much the same way we did today. To act like all of this is independent, there's no coordination, is naive. To what level and how far? We keep finding out that there's more and more. But then, I mean, if you look at some of our text days, and Dave, and you do every day, there's some people in the audience just think because others who are Somali who have been flat-out criminals at an epic level and some have taken off, some have sent money back, that means every other person from Somalia needs to be presumed guilty.
Mm-hmm.
That's not how it works.
No, I don't think that's the case with any group of people. Whether we're looking at where they're from, what they believe, doesn't matter. They're not all guilty when one commits a crime, and they're not all innocent.
And
there's good and bad.
To also stick your head in the sand and never talk about what's going on and saying it's just no big deal, that's also naive as hell.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why we've been lucky to have Andy Luger and Joe Thompson, who've been so aggressive because the governor's administration didn't stop enough of this. I'm not suggesting a different governor would have prevented every single time of fraud. But acting like the chief executive officer played no part in this and should get more credit for trying to stop it is naive, to say the least. This individual is never naive. That's Susie Jones. She is here for Overrated, And I know she's got a treat for us during the break. Dave, what treat do you think?
Her presence?
I was thinking maybe pecan pie.
Sounds good.
I love pecan pie.
Pepsi to can?
Coke and a Pepsi?
Not Coke. Pepsi? What would you
no
like?
No Coke, Pepsi. Remember that Saturday Night Live?
Yes.
Jane Curtin.
SNL 50 years ago Saturday.
Yeah. Is that right?
October 4th, 1975. How about that? Pretty good. Pretty good cold open, too, with Trump jumping in.
Oh, I didn't watch it. I'll have to catch it.
Very funny. Let's stop because we don't want to fall behind. Oh. Plenty of overrated, underrated, properly rated, and also what sort of treat did Susie get us? Because I know she got us a treat. She promised. She was, on my kids' lives, I'm going to come back with a treat. That's what I remember. What do you have for overrated? Text away, 651-461-9226.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's time for overrated, underrated, or properly rated with the Chad Hartman Show. Live here on CCO. Call or text 651-461-9226. Come on, join the fun.
Come on, join the fun. Let's go. Getting a lot of texts on a lot of issues today. I really, really appreciate it on the serious ones. But let's have some fun here with overrated. Let's get some texts going. Overrated, the competence of the hotel monitor, the Vikings, to get all the players to all the workouts in London. That one's on Jordan Addison. You know, they can't. Maybe they have to go out with Jordan. Maybe Jordan has to go out with some guy every time. This one's 100% right. Overrated chocolate s'mores. They're just a plain mess, and you never get it right. The s'mores are overrated.
Wow.
If it's a campfire and you want the melting, your gooiness, it's a lot. It's a mess.
Properly rated.
It's an art. If you really knew how to properly toast a marshmallow on the fire, golden brown on all sides, gently setting it in between two graham crackers with a half of chocolate, a little bit of chocolate on one, a little bit of the other, push them together, delicious.
Yeah, unless you're now melting the chocolate, which you need to, and then it becomes a mess. If it sounds like you're timid in your chocolate melting. That's what I'm hearing. You're afraid to melt the chocolate.
I never heard one word of one hint of fear in that. I am confident.
I was able to see through it. I saw through the fog. And you know what I see?
What?
I see sunflower seed chocolate.
Stop it. I will never live that down.
No, you won't.
Oh, my God.
You will never.
I just grabbed a candy bar from Trader Joe's. Yeah. Didn't have any idea what I was getting.
Yes.
Okay. And I did not get you a treat. I'm very sorry.
What?
I just didn't have time. I'm working today. Running and gunning.
Is that our concern?
Different than usual?
I mean, come on.
So you want to know what my overrated, underrated, properly rated is?
Yeah, what was it?
Well, I can't figure out how to rate it. It could be proper. It could be under.
Okay, I like that sometimes.
I'm going to start with the marathon because my son Ben, who got interviewed by Channel 4 Television, so he's been
all over
the
TV.
Did you set that up? No. They grabbed him at the finish line. He looked like he was ready to pass out.
Yeah.
But he was sick on Thursday. Worried he wasn't going to be able to do the marathon.
Yeah.
I babysat.
Well, you put a lot of pressure on because you mentioned it like 19 times Thursday when you hosted.
I know.
Yeah.
So he was not feeling well. And then I got the call up because the baby's mother, Shannon, is out of town on a girls' weekend.
Oh.
So I go over there Friday, my day off. I got that kid from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. Holy cow.
When he's sick.
When Ben is sick.
Oh, okay.
The kid's fine.
Kid's fine.
But I mean, tough following time. Around a 1.5-year-old for that many hours, whew, I was toast.
I heard you might be an adopting a 1.5-year-old.
No, golly. Okay. People, I could go off on a tangent. People who get married for later in life or have a second marriage and then have a whole nother batch of kids.
Good luck. I know that's me. I know a couple of stories where gentlemen reverse their vasectomy and then ended up getting divorces within 4 or 5 years.
Oh, no. And they have the second batch.
Mm-hmm.
So the marathon was
they
awesome.
They should be happy that they have kids. I know I'm not sure he's quite as excited.
No.
I'm not real thrilled by what he says.
Changing
either.
Diapers again.
Yeah.
So the marathon was exciting.
Yeah.
I've never
Not as hot as people were worried about.
Comfortable. Got some rain in there, some breeze.
DeRush is acting like a Minnesotan out there. He's acting. He's cheering. Just for Instagram. Come on.
Did he really for Instagram? I didn't see that.
Dave, don't you think?
He loves distance running. Always has.
He's always been a distance running lover.
But I got to a spot to see Ben.
Yeah.
Right?
Where's the baby?
Mile 14. Well, this was Sunday, so the baby was with the in-laws.
Oh.
Because I wanted to watch him run.
Where's the wife supporting Ben?
No, she was back by then. We all got together at the finish line.
Okay.
But I got him at mile 14.
Yeah.
Because he said, come at 14 and
support.
22.
Yeah.
Right? Because knew
support.
Those would be hard, mm-hmm. hard miles. Mm-hmm. So it was just a blast. And I was early, so I got to watch the elite runners.
Yeah.
I said to one of the helpers, I said, is this, where are we in the race? She goes, oh, these are the fast guys.
Yeah.
Oh. They're physical.
Hauling.
I mean, just like I can't even stand it how impressed I am.
Yeah.
And then the end was a party. I've never gone to the state capitol grounds for the finish before.
Yeah. People are elated. They've put in hundreds of hours of work.
Moms, dads,
right.
kids, dogs.
I mean, or just everyday citizens are just celebrating.
It was fun.
Yeah.
To see people that didn't know the runners.
Yeah.
But still cheered them on.
Yeah.
So anyway,
what are you conflicted about?
Nothing. I just didn't know if it was a properly
It sounds like to
under.
Me that was underrated because
yeah.
it was such a great experience.
Joyful. Yeah. Exuberant.
And Ben finished.
And Ben finished what? Under 4 hours.
Oh, that's great.
Okay, my other one is either proper or under as well. My sister Kelly and her life partner, otherwise known as her wife, celebrated their 40th
wow.
anniversary.
Well, what's her name?
Wow.
Kelly and Gigi.
Gigi, well, congratulations.
Years. But guess what they did? They had
they broke up on their 40th.
No.
Said enough.
They had a dance party at the VFW hall.
Oh, why not? That sounds great.
Oh, we played some fun old 70s dance music.
Were you dancing a lot?
Oh, I danced all night long.
All night?
All night, and the kids were all there.
Yeah.
We had a bunch of little cousins from like age 1 and up to 10. Everybody was cutting a rug.
Yeah.
It was a blast. We had tacos and cake. Big night.
Nice.
We were all done awesome. By 8:15. Everybody was in bed, but that's fine.
8:15. Who are
no,
you?
No,
people?
No, no. I was probably 9, but still.
Jeez.
Well, there were little kids there. Yeah. Wasn't like
take your teeth out. I mean, well, before you got, it was only like an Adam Carter party.
I know. Kelly was sort of looking at me like you're going now, and I'm like, I got to work tomorrow.
Yeah, yeah.
Leave me alone.
And time zones and time changes throw me off. So
you never can tell.
What kind of 0 to 10? What kind of dancer, Susie?
I'm doing? A fabulous dancer.
You're a fabulous dancer.
Yes, I am. Just
yeah.
like,
have you slipped in any way?
That is a good question, and I have not fallen
okay.
or dropped anything
yeah.
or lost anything
okay.
for 4 days.
Good.
I might have. I got some sage. You know that stuff you burn?
Isn't to try that, to change the spirit?
To smudge my house mm-hmm. and myself.
Yeah.
I'm like, man.
Do we have anybody living in the basement at this point?
Yes, she just moved in on Saturday.
You have a new person.
A new person.
Okay.
She's quiet as a mouse.
Yeah.
I don't bother her.
What kind of background check do we do?
I did none. She could be running heroin down there.
What did you just tell me?
She's a young woman. She's very
I care
demure.
For you. We didn't do any background check on this person?
No, because...
Well, when you get shot, well, I mean, Dave, when will we mention it?
I'm not going to get shot.
Yeah.
It's possible that I don't know what she does for a living. And she
when you're
be.
Carved up, you know, I mean, no background... who else can come to that? How about 651-461-9226? Would you like the upstairs bedroom at Susie's house? Don't need to hear anything about you. Just text in.
If you give me $1,000, you can stay on my main floor. Okay. But I want $1,500 that just went up.
$1,500.
And I have a lock on my bedroom, so you can't get up to
Yeah, well, don't worry about that.
Those are impossible to beat.
Yeah, you can't go through a door at all, but just come on over to Susie's.
Strangers welcome.
Yes. Don't say that. Let's pause. I'll have some. Dave will have some. More of the audience. Let's go.
Yeah, come on.
Overrated, underrated, properly rated. 651-461-9226. Seems fair to me.
You're so generous.
I'm a giver.
That's all you do. Give, give, give.
Give, give, and give. We're going to talk about Precarious State, the Coachella documentary. He's been featured quite a bit on the radio station, by the way. At minimum, 4 shows. He was on with Jason, then he was on the Venita show with Tom filling in, then he was on this show with Tim filling in.
The governor on Friday.
And then he was on with Shaletta filling in at her own show. Because I tuned in just to see who's filling in for Shaletta, and all of a sudden went, my God, that's Shaletta.
Huh.
She did her own show. She was in here Sunday.
You want to know why she was here Sunday, don't you?
I do.
Okay. Close circuit to Brad Lane. Shaletta is already measuring to put her own picture up on the wall. We now have pictures on the wall. I hate my picture, by the way.
You do?
I really
don't. Picture is
great. I think it's kind of delightful.
I don't like it. And so Shaletta, of course, brought in the kind ex-husband, Sean, and they're already measuring for her picture up on the wall.
They put it up Sunday.
Oh, so it was up already?
And she did a video with me discovering it and yeah. Big hoo-ha.
Oh, so somebody took it down?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Uh-oh. The plot just thickened.
That's going to go well.
Let me be very clear where I am for fear of safety. I'm on Shaletta's side. Which side are you on?
I have no fear of safety, but I'm clearly on Team Shaletta.
Yeah.
Susie, always been the biggest.
Susie, now think about this one. Think about this one. Vacations, your job, or the ire of Shaletta. Which one matters more? Ire of Shaletta, because she thinks you're on her team. Okay, she 100%. Or Brad and Lindsay maybe don't grant you as many vacation days.
I take Brad and Lindsay, and I get the vacation days. Shaletta can, she knows me. She knows that I
well, not mean anymore.
No harm.
Yeah. Not anymore. She doesn't know you.
She would forgive me. She would.
No.
I do understand the picture, though, that you never saw was bigger.
Shocking.
I hope so.
Shocking.
She deserves it.
And it was darling. It was darling.
I figured it was like the entire wall.
It was large.
So
overrated, underrated,
yeah.
Properly rated.
Let's see. Sure glad I wasn't running. They sure had the weather wrong. The weather was great.
Wet at the end, if you were one of the slower runners.
What was wrong with it then?
It just dribbled a little.
It rained a little bit. Yeah. Come
not,
on.
Not a.
Maybe you don't like running in the rain. I don't know.
While we're at it, more text, you might as well say the caramel apple is overrated. Oh, yeah. Caramel apple is garbage.
100%.
It's garbage.
You don't like caramel apple either?
No.
No.
Well,
no.
I fear anything that I might lose my teeth and biting it.
You're a big teeth person.
I am. I lose them a lot.
Somebody says he was on Jason's show also. I said that initially.
You did.
I was the first person to mention.
That's right.
Overrated NFL football in Europe. Football's not meant to be played at 8:30 in the morning.
It was weird.
Couldn't disagree more.
Oh, really?
I love the variety of times. I love different times. We get the noon game over and over and over and over and over again. Then it's, oh, no, it's 3 o'clock or it's 7 o'clock. I think it's fun to have different times.
Noon and 3 are the two worst times it could possibly be of any week.
Right in the middle of your day. Give me more of those games. Give me the late night games. I like it. All right, what do you have, sir?
My Saturday night was an underrated show. Saw a live special taping from comedian Kelsey Cook at the Fitzgerald.
Oh, yeah.
In St. Paul.
Yeah.
She was fabulous. The opener was very good, too. Very funny. And like Susie, we were home by 8:30.
What is with you people? Honestly.
I
went out to dinner Saturday at, like, I think 8:30.
We went for the early dinner before the show. Everest on Grand.
You guys go to Denny's, or where'd you go?
Everest on Grand. It was very good. Delicious. But I, to be completely truthful, I was willing to go grab dessert, a drink, something like that. And the wife said, no, I want to go home. She was done.
Did you then drop her off and then go out on your own?
Thought about it. No, dropped her off. We still had to get the kids to bed, which is kind of the reason I wanted to stay out. Let's let the babysitter do that one tonight.
But right.
No, we got home before they got to bed, so then that got extended. But we did get a nice night, as I mentioned, just sitting out on the deck for like a half hour.
Beautiful.
It's the most perfect night in Minnesota history.
Beautiful. It was spectacular.
I just need a yes or no text. Is this fair? 651-461-9226. You and Lindsay have been together how long now?
We'll be going on 17 years in January.
17 Mary. Years. Mary, but how long before that?
Two or three before that.
So 20 years together. If Lindsay just wants to go home with the girls and you say, you know what, I'd like to go out. I got some buddies out. Are you allowed to pivot and then join friends?
Yes.
100% yes. Susie?
If I was in a situation when I was with someone and I left them at home and wanted to go out.
No, so you and Dave are married. Congratulations. You've been together 20 years.
Okay.
It just turns out, shooting match. and then you don't want to go out after. We saw the comedian. I just want to stay home. And Dave's like, hey, you know what? Fred and Archie are out. I want to go hang out with Fred Farchie. You know, you combine them together. They're a duo. I'm going out with Farchie. Is it okay if Dave does that?
Yeah.
Yes.
100%.
100%. Right?
Yes.
But it is.
Anyway.
It's different relationships.
Right.
Some woman, some man might not think that's cool. Like, for example, if it was the husband said he wanted to go home, would he care if I went out, Dave, and had a few cocktails?
You wouldn't care if Lindsay went out?
No.
No. I would not care if Michelle wants to go out afterwards. Not
enjoy
at
it.
All.
I love it.
Yeah.
Last one, the Twin Cities Marathon, great, but underrated, the most difficult, most impressive running event of the weekend was held in Denver, Colorado. The Taco Bell Ultra Marathon, you familiar with this?
No.
I did see it.
31 miles, you cover 10 Taco Bells, you must eat something, not just drink, you must eat something at 9 of them. You must have consumed at least one Chalupa Supreme or Crunchwrap Supreme by the fourth stop, at least one Burrito Supreme or Nachos Bel Grande by the eighth, no Pepto-Bismol, no throwing up, drinks do not count, as I mentioned, must keep receipts for the over 700 people that did this. Bravo.
Man.
Wow.
Bravo.
That's, no throwing up. How can they prevent you from puking?
If you throw up, you're out.
Oh,
iron
your
stomach.
Wow.
That's, I want to do this. I don't know how I'm ever going to do it, but I want to do it.
I'm going to reduce mine to two.
Okay.
I'm big on the stations in the building, right? I mean, I'm team. I hope we dominate our three stations. But we are so lucky in this town to have The Current. The Current is so damn good with music, and I've been listening to The Current forever. And I sat there on Saturday. I must have listened for like three straight hours, just hanging out, getting stuff done, and I'm just reminded what a great assortment of music The Current plays. You know what plays great assortment of music? Jack. So I'm not Remy and the whole crew, Weasel and Adam, they do a great job. So I wish them the best too. I just want to acknowledge we're not afraid of acknowledging other stations, and The Current does a great job. We're lucky to have it. Now, all you goofballs, and you're all goofballs who drive more than 10 minutes to see leaves, just stop. Just stop.
They'll start in your own front yard in good enough time.
That's good, right? Maybe the neighborhood, maybe the next neighborhood. That's max. Because there's a story in the Tribune that we both saw where various places,
oh my goodness,
North Shore, right now, you know what it looks like? It looks like Manhattan. December 31st, waiting for the ball to drop.
Overwhelmed by leaf peepers.
Yeah, leaf peepers. Do you know what the color the leaves are up there? They're brown, they're red, they're orange.
Yellow?
They're yellow. Guess what they'll be here in like a week or two? Brown, orange, yellow.
Red?
Just red. Mm. Stay here. Combination, different trees.
We used to have a really cute little song about leaves falling in brownies. All the leaves are now falling, red and yellow and brown. Fa la 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 la, as they fall to the ground.
There was another verse you forgot. And all of you folks who drive farther than 10 minutes, you're going to live alone, and your partner isn't happy. I mean, how do you feel if you're the other, if you're the partner who doesn't want to drive, and you got to drive 4 hours to go, ooh, ah,
gorgeous.
I've never seen that before. Yeah, you do every fall. Dave, you're with me 1,000%, right?
Are you?
Yes. It's one of the dumbest activities a human can do, driving more than 5 minutes to see something that will be in your front yard.
Right there.
Have a little bit of patience.
Right there.
Because you know there's a gorgeous spot driving over to my mom's
house. In my neighborhood.
No, no, but when I go over to Kay Jones's house.
Okay, see your mom. They're great.
On Franklin Avenue Bridge, when you look out along the river at perfect time, it's like, wow.
Well, if you live within 10 minutes, that we're allowing it. If not, out. Hit the button.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.